Hey, it's Pastor Mike. If you enjoy listening to this podcast and make it a regular part of your day, can I ask for your regular support? We really can't make any of our sermon series or devotions without the continual support of friends like you. Time of Grace, in case you didn't know, is 100% donor-funded, meaning it is your gifts that make it possible for us to use television and print and digital media to share the good news of God's amazing grace. Just click on the link in the episode notes, and thank you for all of your prayers and all of your support. God bless.
As a culture, we are completely burned out. This has obviously been happening more and more over the last few years, but we are seeing it. We're seeing medical workers burned out. We're seeing women who are trying to be perfect and calm and pretty and get everything right and exhaust all their resources on people. And we're just kind of running low. This term of burnout has been around since the 70s, and they came up with three things that tell us what burnout is about. Number one is emotional exhaustion. Your toothpaste is at the end of the tube, and emotionally, not just physically, you're running out of speed. We come up with terms like compassion fatigue. You just don't feel the same way about situations as you did before. The second is depersonalization. This is kind of a technical term, but it means you kind of see yourself outside of where you're at, and this affects your relationships. You're not as invested in the relationships you have. And the third thing is like this overwhelming feeling that the things that you are doing have no point. I don't think you have to know technical terms to know that we are feeling burnout. 3 out of 4 workers in the United States are experiencing symptoms of burnout. And this is accumulated stress over time that just leads us to work kind of empty. So what's the usual cure to handle these things? People might say, hey, you should have green smoothies, or you should have some me time, or you should have an attitude of gratitude and come up with 3 things that you're thankful for, and then you're going to get through it. But what happens if you're really, really empty? Well, we look in the Bible, and there is a perfect example of that. His name is Elijah. You've heard of Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 18, he had just had the greatest day of his entire life. He defeated the prophets on Mount Carmel, but then he got scared. And he's scared of the queen. He runs away from his problems, and he goes into the middle of the desert. He starts making poor decisions, and he leaves his companion behind, and all by himself, with no food or water, he just collapses, and he says, God, I've kind of had enough. He had this dream that the hearts of the people would change, but it wasn't happening. His work was pointless. He got so low that he was even thinking about getting rid of his life. He said, God, you can just kill me now, essentially. So God comes close to him. And you know what God says? When he's at his lowest point and you're thinking, when am I at my lowest point? Maybe you're feeling that right now. You know what God says to him? Have you thought about a bath bomb? Have you thought about some staycation? Have you thought about some me time? That's not what God says. God says this, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11, the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. God wants you to know his presence. That's capital L-O-R-D. The same God that came to Elijah is the same God who comes to us in his word. You know what he tells us? He tells us promises, and he tells us that when you're alone and you're all by yourself, you are loved, you are forgiven, you have a purpose, and keep going because I am with you. Let's pray. Lord, we are burned out, and some of us feel burned up. We don't expect instant fixes, but we do expect to know your loving presence in our lives. Help us to see you more clearly when we are overwhelmed. When turbulence comes, it feels so much better to hold on to something secure. So help us cling to you and your word and your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.